This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News.
Hey, hey, hey.
Talk, truth.
How's it going? John Potter here, live and local, 9 to noon each and every Saturday. And Phil is running the show from Carson City. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning. How the heck are you?
I can't be the only guy who tries to make coffee with these Keurig machines. And by the way, it's pronounced Keurig. I looked it up. Or as you say, Keurig machine. And I make the coffee and walk away, and I wait a third time now. I forget to put the cup there. This is because us, meaning older folks, I guess, we have these coffee makers before the Keurig showed up that you put the coffee mix in and the water in, and you push a button, you walk away. There's no more stuff you have to do. No fiddling around trying to find a cup. The coffee is brewed in the maker. I got a Cuisinart at home. It gives me no trouble. But listen, if the boss is listening, I cleaned it all up. I cleaned it up. But this happens at hotels with me and everything. I'm just a thing. You're half awake. You make coffee each and every morning. And so I am the only one. That's fine.
On the way to work every day, I take my 72-ounce Bubba keg to the 7-Eleven. I make my coffee. Some days I'll make it black. Some days I'll make it all frou-frou-y and heavy. Either way, it's $1.89 out the door.
Yes, and I'll tell you, 7-Eleven, no complaint against 7-Eleven. McDonald's, coffee a bit thin. I tell you what, I'm into the flavored creamers, and if you like that too, that AMPM up by North McCarran, is right off the highway there, is got a selection of like 100 different. I don't know why this AMPM has that. It's the flavored creamer emporium there. And it's wonderful. Okay, we really should be talking about the eclipse. Everybody has been talking about this for days.
Are you sure you want to start the show on such a dim subject?
It's a rare and exciting event. Don't look at it. Well, it's too cloudy, I think. It's supposed to peak at 9:20 this morning.
Something like that, 9:20, 9:46. Okay.
Unfortunately, it is too cloudy for the eclipse to, in my opinion. I think if you may get some clear shots at it, but there's some clouds up there. It looks like also I checked cloudy all over northern Nevada from what I'm hearing. And I know some people who went to the library to get the free glasses. I saw them at, you mentioned 7-Eleven. They were selling them at 7-Eleven. Home Depot had them for $3. If this works out okay, we'll get to see people showing up to work Monday with sunburned faces, except for where the glasses were. Let's hope so. Except for the one guy with the welding helmet. There's always the one guy with the welding helmet. Message on Reddit. We've been planning on this eclipse for months. We have family in Elko, so we're headed out there to reduce the risk of cloud cover and to be more in the path of the sun-moon eclipse. The eclipse is also fuller there. You see a partial here. I think the best place for what they call annularity would be Battle Mountain. Yeah, get over there quick at 9:20. 9:20 Battle Mountain. Winnemucca would be about 90-some% too. Vegas will be about 85% eclipsed. By the way, for the young folks, a solar moon eclipse is when the moon photobombs the sun. There.
It is dimmer down here in Carson City.
It's hard to get a picture of these things, too. Everybody tries, you know? And yeah, I always see, Phil, you probably see the blurry dot pictures on Facebook.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Somebody one year stuck a slice of bologna on a window and took a picture of it one year, and it looks so real.
For my photography, and I'm not doing it today, obviously, what I've had luck with solar eclipses is using CDs. You take two burnable CDs, not the kind that are opaque, you can't see through, but you take two of them, and you can look at it, look at the sun right through them, and see the eclipse just fine, and it works if you put it in front of the lens of your camera.
I have never heard of that one.
Yeah, I showed that to Henry yesterday. Yeah, take two CDRs.
Okay, we should explain to the kids what CDR. Okay.
Yeah, you got a point there.
All right. But two of them? Yeah, if one is too thin?
One's not quite doesn't quite do the job. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but on some of these CDRs, the kind that you can burn, burn your own, if you look through them at a light, you can see through. You can see the metal is so thin, you can see through it. If you use two of them, that is enough to look at the sun without harming your eyes whatsoever.
Interesting. Wow, I can use my CDs as sunglasses. Oh, that is great.
And it's a great look.
Well, it would be, you're looking through plastic. I wonder how sharp it would. If you try, Phil, you're talking about this. Have you done it yourself?
The last solar eclipse we had, it was in the afternoon. This is years ago. And that's how I taught myself how to do it.
You did do it. Okay.
Yeah, it works.
Looks
great.
Pretty good. I don't know if you heard this one. You go up into the forest and you, quote, view, unquote, the eclipse through the trees as it reflects on the ground. You will see it on the ground as it goes through the trees, and it's called, if you can Google this, solar eclipse trees. I don't know how it works, but you get a nice picture on the ground of the eclipse. And by the way, why do I feel like, as a kid, we were told that these eclipses are much more rare than they actually are? You know, it's always, it only happens once every 100 years or 45 years. I must have lived through like a dozen of them or more.
Well, that's just the thing. The eclipse we're seeing today, this one, where it goes across this particular swath of America, won't happen for another 175 some odd years. But there will be another solar eclipse in the not too distant future somewhere else on the Earth. That's what they're saying.
Well, you would know. You're just an amazing store full of facts. I'm so glad to have you on to tell us this. But I guarantee you, even though you said that, there's going to be another eclipse next year. Just you wait. It's not rare. Would have been perfect for Halloween, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would have. Oh, gosh, yes. It would have been even better yesterday on Friday the 13th. You'd have had some weird people just freaking out.
Well, speaking of which, what are you doing on Halloween? I mean, it's on a Tuesday.
I gave up Halloween for Nevada Day.
You gave up? No, they separated.
Oh, piffle.
They separated Nevada Day from Halloween.
I'm a purist. We became a state on the 31st. I don't care when they celebrate it.
I am with you. I am with you. And I had no problem with going to the Nevada Day parade and seeing the governor march alongside a werewolf.
No.
And I swear, that was a scene you would see sometimes, because a lot of people who came to the Nevada Day Parade decades ago were dressed up for Halloween, because after the parade, they were probably going to do some Halloween thing. And there would be some Halloween characters here and there in the parade alongside the politicians, fine. Well, I was fine with it. It's okay. But instead, we have trick-or-treating on Tuesday, the 31st. There is, on that day, there's the Freakers Ball in Southlake. There's the Halloween Bass Ball in downtown Reno at Cargo. Now, Bass Ball Bowl is where they play a lot of bass music.
Do they get dancing fish?
They have they have something called Bass World or something like that takes place. I'm old. Don't ask me. The Reno Zombie Crawl is next Saturday. There's going to be about 20,000 descending on downtown, getting in line to pay for appropriately priced drinks. As I witness when I'm there, the cheapest way to have fun, folks, buy a cheap beer downtown in Calneva and just watch the zombie show. That is free entertainment.
Now,
right
that
there.
Sounds like fun.
And if you go there late, you see the zombies acting fool because they had too much. it's a wonderful act. It truly is. Anyway, I was gone all week. Folks, you can fill me in on what I missed. Phil had a few things. We're going to bring that up next hour. But I was down south. Got to entertain the wife. So we go to Vegas a lot to see shows. Saw Katy Perry. Saw the Australian Bee Gees. We usually go see country stars. We saw Luke Bryan and a few others out there. Stayed at the Sahara because I like to support the company that owns the GSR. It's the same company. And this is why I travel down south so much. If I have travel money when it comes along, I'm going to spend it in Nevada. You know, I've seen California and all the other places. It's important to me to spend the money in Nevada. It's a thing with me. Anyway, took the Highway 95 in one shot, and that'll be the last time. There are some great things on 95, but it's a highway of hell. I'll tell you what. Let's get in next segment. I'm already at 9:18. This is all live and local, folks. And right now, we're going to open up the phones. Okay, phones. Yes, 884-9910. I would be honored. Call now. We want to hear from you. Local lines are open, 884-9910. I would be honored to have you as a call-in guest this morning, and I hope you feel invited to call in. Any topic, of course, is always welcome here. We cannot do this show without mentioning a couple of things that have happened on a worldwide and national scale, which has grabbed everybody's attention, namely Israel. Certainly not going to ignore that this morning. Even though we pride ourselves in being live and local, that will be brought up. Stick around. I have some things to say about that, and maybe you do too. We're going to take a break right now. I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:18.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Hey, did you see it? See the eclipse? Did you see it? I just stepped out during those commercials and walked out there. Now, if you're anywhere around Plum and Terminal, you see Scott out there. I just met him. He was out there at the corner of Plum and Terminal with, yes, we mentioned it, a welder's helmet. He was looking up, and we were both looking up, and the clouds obscured it, yes. But it broke away. The clouds broke away for like 10 seconds, and you could see the eclipse perfectly. So that was worth it. I don't know what they mean about we don't see a total eclipse in Reno, and you got to go to Battle Mountain. To me, that was full. It was quite a sight for a few seconds. Thank you, Scott, for use of the welder's helmet. He goes, "Are you John Potter?" Boy, people still say that. Yeah. So I said no. So anyway, yeah, it was very cool. Jeez, look at me. I'm like a kid again. An eclipse. All right. Let me open up the phone screener. Something I should have done while I was cleaning up the coffee because I didn't know Keurig machines took cups. Any calls, Phil?
We had two during the break, both of which expressed their utter contempt of your complaining about Keurig coffee makers.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I don't have anything against those things. I was bringing up the fact that I personally am too stupid to operate one, so I don't see how they would get upset about me talking about the Keurig. It's pronounced Keurig, people. Machines. They're perfectly fine with me. We just stayed at the Sahara. They don't have the Keurig machines. They have these Nespresso Nespresso machines.
Similar technology.
Really interesting. There's a tiny capsule, and you put it in. I don't know what's in this capsule. It's not coffee grounds. I think it's a very thick, condensed coffee liquid or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. It foams up a lot. It foams up your coffee. You got to wait a little bit longer, and it's loud. But I was fine with it. I haven't seen them anywhere else, actually. I don't think they really caught on. The Keurig machines, though, are everywhere. And we stayed at the Laughlin Hotel. The Edgewater had the Keurig machines, which half of them, by the way, don't work. No, they don't. This thing said, okay, I put the coffee capsule in, and I fill it with water. Okay, press go. And it will say cup not inserted. So you try to fool around with it, waste 20 minutes on vacation, and forget it. I always drive on trips with a little mini coffee maker. It has saved my life quite a bit.
It does. It is an improvement over those coffee makers they used to have that take those little York peppermint patty-sized discs of coffee, and they made some beautiful brown water.
Oh, yes, yes. Some hotels have that, too. That is a totally different thing. You're right.
Those are worthless.
Mm. Yes. Okay, we agree. Good. Not a controversial topic. Yeah, that's very good. I had one of these genius breakthroughs today, which I am known for, these genius breakthroughs. This morning, I brought a box of Honey Nut Cheerios to the studio to supply my very high energy and brain power needs, of course. When you're working as vigorously as I am, sitting down and talking. But I have no milk, and so for the past couple of weeks, I've had these Honey Nut Cheerios and no way to eat them because I haven't picked up milk lately. And so in today's genius breakthrough, it occurred to me that I have witnessed children in friends' homes over the years that I have personally witnessed eating Cheerios without milk. You just put them on a tray in a high chair, and they are able to consume them.
Oh, yeah, kids love them.
And it occurred to me that adults could probably do the same thing. And so, Winter John, I just did it. Thumbs up to that. And another use for Cheerios, if you have children... as you may have guessed, in much of our society, it's considered desirable to teach young people how to use the toilet as opposed to going outside in the woods. And there are many men, myself included, who in my younger years developed eye and hand coordination, the art, if you will, of skilled urination while aiming at a floating Cheerio or two. It just adds a bit of competition skill and enjoyment. I have not really done that lately. I tried it, I think it was two Saturdays ago, in the urinal down the hall, and it doesn't work. It doesn't float. So anyway, I hope you're having a good day.
Cheerios in the urinal.
Phil is speechless.
Yes, I am.
Oh, and finally, for this segment, somebody sent this to me today. And, you know, it's actually, it's not meant to be funny in some ways. It's actually true. I don't endorse this action, but somebody sent this to me today, and it's true. For extra cash, consider robbing sex offenders. Their address is easy to find, and they can't own guns.
Yeah, that is true. But with that kind of record, they can't have much of a job, therefore not much worth stealing.
And who's going to feel bad for them?
Another point,
you know,
yeah.
So, okay, what's coming up the next 2.5 hours? How do I describe the show for you newcomers? Straightforward, common sense, no BS. I am my dad's son, and I love listening to you if I'm fortunate enough to hear from you. at 884-9910. Open topic for the next half hour till we get our first guest, but I want to bring up my trip. And folks, if you're new to Nevada, I have plenty of great things to steer you toward, and also some warnings about driving across our beautiful state. So 884-9910. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk Time, 929.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
It's always a pleasure to take 3 hours out of my Saturday and talk to you here at 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. Just got back, as I was telling Phil, from a week down south. Had a wonderful time. Southern Nevada, you know, I know we are two different states. They're nothing like us, but I still go there and have fun. We like shows. We like concerts and things like that. I try not to do it in one drive. By the way, I'm not much of a flyer. I don't enjoy it. They took all the fun out of flying, but that's a whole different topic. The drive, you know, I usually stop at Tonopah, the halfway mark pretty much between here and Las Vegas. This time, you know, I've stayed at all the Tonopah hotels. They're all very good, by the way. Very odd for a small town to have five excellent hotels. And I'm including the Comfort Inn, the Best Western. Oh, my gosh, it's the best Western in the world.
Were you haunted at the Clown Hotel?
Clown Hotel is, you know what? I stayed there once, and it's just kind of a drab, blah place. I mean, it's got like 400 clown figurines in the lobby. That's interesting and all, but you know, you get in the room and there's a mural of a clown, but it's like any other Motel 6 or something like that. It's the stories that the reason people keep going there. Plus, it just happens to be next to a graveyard, and you can walk through the graveyard and, you know, read the gravestones. That's kind of interesting, but it's a one-time thing, you know. So instead of Tonopah, you know, we stayed at all the hotels. We decided to stay in Beatty, Nevada.
I stayed there once.
Did you? Where?
Did. You know, I don't remember the name of the place. It's not there anymore.
Probably something called Alien something.
It was a motel right out of 1955.
That's all a Beatty right there.
Not that it was run down or anything, but it was just 1955 all the way down to the pink tile in the shower.
Well, I was on Expedia, and I saw this shady lady bed and breakfast, and I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. And look at the reviews. Oh, my gosh, 200 five-star reviews. So I booked it, and we spent a night at the Shady Lady Bed and Breakfast outside Beatty, Nevada. Now, Expedia kind of did me wrong. They said it was in Beatty, and it was like 40 miles outside of Beatty. I didn't know they do that. To me, Beatty means you got to be in the town limits. You know, you can't just say in the area of. So they said Beatty. It wasn't Beatty. But this place, it was a former brothel.
Oh.
And this lady owns it, and she has like 20, 30-some peacocks walking around this property, overseen by a feral porch cat, and the peacocks and the cat get into scrapes because the peacocks keep trying to steal the cat's food. And I'll tell you what, I love bed and breakfast. Great camaraderie with eight other guests. I took a walk in the morning. I walked in the desert, came across a pile of abandoned cars and a random occupied mobile home in the middle of nowhere, you know, one with an old school bus attached to the home for extra room. And it was delightful, really. I kept saying, boy, if these walls could talk, because it was a brothel at one. So I've heard. I've only heard of such things. And it was great camaraderie at night. We went out, all of us went out on the porch, and we talked about our lives. And there was a couple from Canada, and there was a couple from, I think, Mississippi and stuff. And I really enjoy those things better than being in a hotel room and everybody acting like strangers to everybody else. We spent the next two nights in Laughlin. Laughlin, it looks depressed. It looks like there's a recession going on big time in Laughlin. There's a lot of unfinished buildings. Some of the major casinos in Laughlin just shuttered, closed their doors. The Colorado Bell, the big Showboat Hotel, closed. But compared to Bullhead City, it's a gleaming new city. The Nevada side, it's on the Colorado River. The Nevada side is all developed with a beautiful park at the bridge to Arizona. The park was developed not by the city of Laughlin, but by Don Laughlin, who started the town with the Riverside Casino. He spent $5 million of his own money to build this park. Now, on the Arizona side, right across from that park, they have a park on their side, too. It's a trash-covered mess with old sleeping bags from previous homeless that were there and everything. You walk along the Arizona side of the river on State Route 95, and it's closed, abandoned lot, one after the other. Bullhead City, from what I see, is either absent from their public duties or they just have no pride in their community. And one reason we went to Laughlin is we were considering, not anymore, by the way, we were considering getting a winter home out there in Bullhead City or Laughlin. But I'll tell you, folks, if you ever wanted to see, and this is where it gets serious, if you ever wanted to see a direct comparison between private enterprise and government run, the two sides of the Colorado River there illustrates that perfectly. Just perfectly. I mean, it's so one side, it's just a mess with weeds overgrown and everything, and chain link fences, no trespassing, and beat up old parking lots in front of shuttered buildings in Bullhead City. Laughlin doesn't look all that great compared to what it used to be, but you know, still, we had a good time. We went on a dinner cruise, and we danced. We danced at one place, and I don't usually dance. And the main reason I don't dance is I'm afraid I'll be shot with a tranquilizer dart.
You and Elaine Bennis.
And so Laughlin was cool, very hot. Boy, you'd take a morning walk, and by 8 o'clock, you're sweating, so... I enjoyed it. Then we went to Vegas for three nights. Again, stayed at the Sahara. We saw the Australian Bee Gees. My wife thought it was ridiculous. I'm crazy about the Bee Gees. Every song they did, I started a joke. Alone. I love that song, Alone. Nobody ever, that's from their last album, Together. I had a great time there. Heck with her. We watched the game, the Chiefs and the Broncos.
Did you see Taylor
night.
Swift? Did you see her?
Oh, yes. I'd like to say, again, speaking to the networks here, oh, for the love of God. Yes, we all know Taylor Swift was at the game. Enough already, please. Had a good time watching the game. You got to see a football game like that in a sports book. You want to hear people get riled up and excited, and the people who bet big money on, say, the losing team standing up and throwing things and upsetting their desk, and people cheering. It's a great show to be in a sports book at a close game. But anyway, okay. Yes.
I'm sorry, you're reminding me of some pranks I used to pull at the Cal Neva years ago.
Did you work there?
No, I like to kill. It was
well,
a good
Cal
place
Neva's,
to...
Okay, Cal Neva's a great sports book location to see a game because...
Absolutely.
You know, frankly, the people who go to the sports book at Cal Neva, these are people who money, they may not have a lot of money, and they've bet a bigger percentage of their savings on a game at the Cal Neva. I mean, these are the diehard gamers who really stake a lot of hope on the bet that they make. And so what leads this into is that it's a lot more emotional to them.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, the things I've seen there. What prank did you pull on them? I'm curious.
Well, this is back in the days of CRT televisions, great, you know, the big tube televisions.
Yeah.
And they had four of them at that sky bridge over University Way, Center Street. Right by the elevators for the parking garage. And they'd show football games in there, and I'd like to sit at the bar and watch the game, maybe sip a beer or two. And I had a watch at the time that could also be used as a universal remote control. And I could turn those TVs on and off at will with my watch.
And what's the prank part?
the prank part is when you get to a very, you know, tense moment in the game and the screen goes black.
Oh, my gosh.
I was younger.
We don't need that. Except when Taylor's on, you can do it. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't work on CRT televisions. Well, that watch died years ago.
That's right. But I do remember that watch that came out. Mm-hmm. Oh, control it from your watch. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember those. Seikos, I think, had that.
I don't know who made it. I bought it on eBay.
All right, folks, before you go on Highway 95, listen to my do's and don'ts. An excellent itinerary from me, who spent most of his life in Nevada. And you got to know this stuff. It's great, great things to see and many things that are terrible you have to avoid. So we'll get into that next. I keep getting carried away. We have some guests in the lobby coming up at 10 o'clock. We're going to be talking about the Sutro Tunnel in Virginia City. Mm. Now, we've talked about them before, but this time they have this wild new, this fundraiser and this dinner trip that you can take on the train, the V&T, the historic. Phil, you should be crazy about this.
Oh, I am. I have been there. I went there for one of their public events. It is fascinating. It really is.
Well, the friends of the Sutro Tunnel invite you to a sunset dinner on the historic V&T, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets, too. So stick around for that. I'll get into Highway 95. I promise. Next. This is 99.1. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time 946.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News. Talk. Truth.
Hello, friends. John Potter, 884-9910. Let's go to the phones and talk to Lou, calling from Reno. Hey, Lou, I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Yeah, hi. I was listening to you talking about eating Cheerios, and forgot to get the milk.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And you piqued my interest, because when you said you've seen kids sitting in high chairs eating, you know, Cheerios off the tray without any milk. And then you said you started eating your Cheerios without milk. Well, I want to know, where'd you find a high chair big enough to fit an adult in the tray so you could eat your Cheerios?
Oh, good singer. Good singer, Lou. Love it. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, see ya. Okay, Highway 95. I think, folks, I am retiring from Highway 95.
What's wrong with it?
Well, there are some highlights of driving 95 Reno to Vegas. There's incredible desert landscapes. There's cool old towns that haven't changed at all in 50 or 100 years, like Hawthorne, Goldfield, Beatty, Tonopah. I'll tell you what, the best Burger King in the U.S. is in Tonopah. Just awesome. Kathy and I, it's incredibly popular. I would bet that Burger King makes more money than any other Burger King there is. There are school buses who pull up to that Burger King, and there will be tons of kids there in line. But it's so fast and efficient. They got it down to a science, and the Burger King food in Tonopah is superb. Anyway, I could go on and on. I don't want to. Also, just about the cheapest gas in the state is in on 95 in Beatty. I just got diesel for $4.75. I showed Kathy Rhyolite. She had never seen it. Phil, I don't have to guess. I know Mr. History, that you've been to Rhyolite, haven't you?
I have.
She had never seen it before.
I love it.
And that
this
was
state.
My fourth trip to see Rhyolite.
I don't get out as much as I'd like to, but man, 95 is fun to drive on.
Well, Rhyolite is stunning, and some artists, usually I don't like artists putting up stuff where and changing things, but they put up these ghost statues, and it is so fitting to see that in Rhyolite, and it's an incredible, you take yourself back in time, walking through the ruins of Rhyolite. But Lowlights, oh my gosh, it's a seven-hour drive. But for some scientific reason, the last hour feels like three. There's very little radio to listen to, which is a real tragedy when you want to hear John Potter on Saturday morning. There are speed traps in Mina, Luning, Shores, and drivers. Folks, you have only, here's the biggest downfall, you have only your one lane going your direction. It's a two-lane road. You have one lane from Silver Springs to Mercury, the speed limit between 70 and 75, but you have so many semis and RVs going 65 or even 55 that it's a daredevil effort to pass them, not just them, but the long line behind them. It's almost impossible. And there's always construction. This time it was on 95 around Yarrington. Eeks, that one delayed us 45 minutes both ways, but the part they finished looks great, by the way. What else? Coming back from the south, I always miss the Ramsey cutoff to USA Parkway Highway. I know some people who are so perturbed with 95, they take 395 through California instead, and they love it. It's quite a bit longer, but even better scenery, especially a Bridgeport through Lone Pine, and you get to go around Tahoe getting to 395, and there's a Schatz Bakery in Bishop. Worth it, I'm told. There's a Schatz Bakery in Carson City, but they are different places. Bishop is Eric's, and Carson is Paul's. Back to 95 in Beatty. Smoke and Jay's Barbecue is the best. And I stopped to see Fred and Patty at the Happy Burro. The Happy Burro Bar across the street is awesome. You sit in this old-time rickety porch structure and have the best chili you've ever had with beer specials, the Happy Burro. Stop also, I recommend Eddie World in Beatty for snacks and ice cream. They must have a couple of hundred different types of candy there. Walker Lake has reopened their little store there by the lake. It's a very cool store now in a restaurant, super clean bathrooms, a chic little store, excellent food. It's called the Bighorn Crossing because it's actually a Bighorn Crossing spot. You see the Bighorn sheep out there. Tonopah, we always stop at the Bug Bar up on the cliff, greatest view in the state. Stay at Best Western.
What?
Yes. The Mizpah's great, but I don't care for how they've modernized it. The Belvada and the Comfort Inn are great hotels there in Tonopah. Go to the Mining Museum there. Phil, go to the Mining Museum.
I have. I've got pictures out the wazoo of that place.
It's a huge area with trails, and you can walk through the equipment and the ditches and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Stop off and get some beautiful rocks and gems at the free gem field, 3 miles on the way to Goldfield. By the way, the roads to Death Valley, like the one from Rhyolite, are still closed from flooding over the past 3 months.
Those roads must have been damaged.
There were a lot of people I noticed who were on their way to Death Valley, and then they get to the entrance and it just says closed. That's how much damage that they have had there in Death Valley. I have guests up next. Normally, I would say let's open up the phones for the best road trips ever, but let's do that at 10:15, about 15 minutes. We want to hear best road trips, according to you. Our local lines will be open at that time. But stick around for the guests, too, because the guests are giving away a dinner I was going to say cruise. It's a dinner ride on the V&T Railroad. It's going to be classic with characters and everything. And this is to raise money for the Sutro Tunnel, the amazing historic. Phil, have you done the Sutro Tunnel yet?
I have not been specifically inside yet.
Oh,
I've
Mr.
been around
History.
It. Well, it's dangerous in there. And I understand
that. I will ask them about this. Okay, I did not know that. Well, that makes it even more thrilling. So hang around here, folks. It's going to be fun. 88, well, I won't give the phone number out now. So, and Phil's going to bring up something that seniors, I'm always concerned about seniors being misinformed.
It's a great way to teach your elderly parents about how to avoid phone scams.
And Phil says this particular phone scam can even fool me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, as shocking as that sounds, with me and all my brainstorms and mental acuity, this is a scam that you must know about. So I'm here until 12 noon today. Stick around. Next segment's going to be fun with tickets to give away. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Going to break for Fox News. FM News Talk time, 9:58.